galaxy of stars. You know, in astronomy.
Astronomy.
There's Andromeda. You know, Andromeda, the galaxy.
Jyotirvidyay mahakash pad ache rokomari different spheres, galaxies.
Well, that's a galaxy. It's a
galaxy rashi.
Because it's a science booklet.
এটা হচ্ছে এর নাম হচ্ছে Omni Science. The name of this pamphlet booklet is Omni Science. Omniscient আছে না?
Like omniscient.
হ্যাঁ, তার থেকে Omni Science. আর উপরে যে পিকচার দেওয়া আছে সেটা গ্যালাক্সি পিকচার, অর্থাৎ বিভিন্ন সমস্ত মহাকাশ পথের পিকচার রয়েছে। মহাকাশে বিভিন্ন সব নক্ষত্রদের মধ্যে, স্টারদের মধ্যে কতগুলো সব স্পেস থাকে, যে স্পেস থাকে সেটা গ্যালাক্সি বলা হয় সাধারণত। সেই সবগুলো পিকচার দিয়ে সুন্দর করে করা হয়েছে উপরে। এটা বোঝানো হয়েছে যে মানে উই হ্যাভ গিভেন সাম কসমোপলিটন নেচার।
Ultimate goal of all of us is hopeful, joyous fulfillment and a home comfort. This is assured. We are all right. Sarvde sabar hai guru ke testi. The self-determination, the highest reach, ultimately all of us is there. This optimistic conclusion is above all. No despair, no disappointment. Whatever threatening from the atomic or box, neutral bomb. This is, we are distributing this news, and this is inevitable. This is, we distribute to you all, the panic-stricken men of the present civilized world. The panic-stricken of the present civilized world. Oh, you come to attend this. Our is guaranteed. Our happy end is guaranteed here. That's the conclusion.
Yes, in the next next pamphlet.
Guaranteed. Happy end, fulfillment is guaranteed. And this is such. And the steps are in this way. What is
dying.
Home.
Very
back
encouraging.
To God, back to home. None can oppose. That way, that fundamental way, underline, that is, none can oppose. Ahituki, that is causeless, and none can oppose. Irresistibly, we are going towards that goal. So, hope, solace, consolation. To the reactionary of the present scientists or something. We are giving however this kingdom to receive and just
sons of Nectar.
The clarion call বলতে ওরা সেই রাসলীলা দেখিয়েছিল, the clarion call হবে এই যে ঘোষণা যে নো ফিয়া of this threatening, they are temporary and in the lower stage. And you, your Atma, you yourself is above that. We have come to give this news to the science taken people, population, educated population. The consolation to the scientific educated population.
Victim to science.
Victim.
Victim. Consolation. Ohoyaman. The clarion call or something impressive.
Yad nama vivasho grinam. Yad viveti swayam dhoyam.
Apunna sangsriti
ghoran.
Apunna sangsriti ghoran. This will apply Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, what you're saying.
Apunna sangsriti ghoran. We are very much overwhelmed with the apprehension of destruction. Dhāpanna saṃsiti bhūra jannāma vivaśukana tadasya dhūvinu kriyata. Giving a connection, divine sound, by which they can avoid all these things very easily. Immediately they can be above all these things. Only by getting identification of their own proper self, then all these things. Only try to get your identification, proper identification back. That soul is immortal, is above all this destructive threat. Only this point, try to catch, and then you are above. And then you have got a life of prospect towards and this is nothing, negligible thing. The avoid the thinking of death, that is most negligible, lower order of proper living. And your positive life is long to march towards the goal of existence on Christ. And this is in a negative way, that will be, all this deathfulness will be avoided in a negative, negligent way. Āpanna saṃsatiṃ ghoraṁ jannāma vivaśurvinam tatasya dhū vimuccheta yadvī bheti shayam bhayam. That can give the corresponding threatening to these threatening of the material world. Shayam bhayam, the dread of this scientific conquest that will be dumb. That will get frightened. The threatening will be frightened itself. Such higher knowledge is there, and such hope of consolation of our life of everybody is there. This is useless. Ineffective. It is a hoax of illusion, nothing else. So, Avi, Sandantu Vishri Vansakshaputra, Vyajavan, Sesavatam, the Kichuna, you are child of the immortal soil. Try, this is primary lesson to you all, my affectionate children, that Vishri Amritasya Putra, that you are immortal, you are child of the immortal soil. So this is the primary teaching of the Upanishad. And there are many things to be developed, to get developed knowledge on this structure, on that big, sweet structure is there. But the primary teaching to get out of this dread of the threatening of the so-called scientific civilization and their slave of scientific civilization. The threatening of the slaves of scientific civilization. all your attempts of future now. He will fight with it amongst you and you will be finished. But the real interest of the animation won't be touched in any way by you. It won't be touched. That is, rather that will be get a fresh chance to establish itself in the desert. The dawn of real life is coming on the grave of the present suicidal civilization. Krishna, Krishna. Yes, very admirable life you have taken here in this short book, and the conclusion will be something like that. That your guaranteed, ensured. Your prospect is ensured. Sweet prospect of your future life is ensured, and it is of such nature, such and such nature, and nothing can affect that. You are sure. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Gaudhuri, 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 Gaudhuri.
But Maharaj,
so this sort of preaching will only go on for the welfare of the whole animation. All else are redundant, unnecessary.
But in this modern age, every considerate person denounces the evil reactions of science. Evil reaction of science. But they are appreciating the
that is Maya.
Properly utilized
they know,
science.
They know it, but they cannot also give it up.
So
that is Maya.
So we denounce the evil reaction of misused science. That is curse. But we appreciate the bright side of science. And here we have attempted to draw that harmony between science and philosophy. Actually we find some resemblance between philosophy and science.
It is rather opposite to the science. Science wants power and knowledge over the nature. But we have to understand Ganshanna Bhakti, for everything depends on the sweet which are my Lord. I am to satisfy my Lord, everything in my own hand. As our Guru Maharaj told, a poor girl, if married to a prince, then by that relationship, the whole kingdom is under within her fist. The girl was poor, but if she connected with a king by marriage, then through him, everything within his fist. That is the position of the potency. The Lord is there. My sweet relationship with him, that is my only and all everything is within him. And through that everything must come to subservient to me. I do not have any direct connection to control this power, that potency of this thing. This is Ganshanna Bhakti. Everything. Neither power nor knowledge necessary. Only affection to him, under whose control everything is there.
That's ultimate reality beyond any calculation.
So Ganshanna Bhakti's justification is here. Through affection and relationship with the Supreme, everything comes from the real. Otherwise, if you try to have independent authority over them, it will be futile. Why the Guru is chasing? Give up. Ganshanna Bhakti. Try to connect yourself with the affection relationship with the Supreme, under whose control already everything is there. Thereby you can have control over everything. The affection rules everything. Neither knowledge nor power. That is the conclusion of Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu. And Ganshanna Bhakti's basis is that. And this is not unreasonable. Quite reasonable. How a finite have control over infinite? Only with the sweet will of the infinite chicken and his intelligence and his utility will be best, he'll be best utilized in seeking his friendly connection with that soul. And all other energy will be occupied, lost. Any other line of improvement would be all loss of energy, foolishness. This is not unintelligible. Hare Krishna, Gauru, Katamal.
Sattakuri.
I tried it. I'm not concerned. Times he attacked Mathura, and Krishna Balaram had to rearrange. Balaram went to kill him. Krishna interfered, no, not to be killed by you this time. But he is there to kill him. Jarasandha. The Balaram withdrew. Yarasana. Yes. And a strange plan of performing Rajuni's group. One lack of kings, he will Bodhidharm cut a Sundar, sacrifice in a yoga. So, and an automatic drum also there. without Brahmins and Sadhu, whoever will cross over that, it will automatically make sound. So Krishna Vrindavaki in the garb of a Brahmin entered there. On the Dvadashi day, after first Dvadashi day, the fourth part of the session. As his guest, and after feeding the guest, then the king will make his party. When he came to find his guest, he recognized Krishna. Oh, you have come. All right, what is your problem? What do you want? We want to I human spite, what is
your
problem? We have come our begging to you is this, that before pardon, we want a real fight with you. And we have three who will select. Oh, you ancient times in threat, but fear of me. Also, he is like a boy. What type of fight? This mother will talk to you. All right. Bring two gada. Gada means he?
Club.
Club. And ask him, select one up there. And bring two. Selected first, and the next he took. And the fight began. Krishna already told him that he won't die until he is told Masandat. Two parts of the body joined together. Sandha, Sandhi, Jara, the Sri Jivan, the Jarasandha's father was Brihadbhata also. He had no child. Anyhow, one sadhu came and he wanted for a child. He gave a fruit, give it to your queen, and you will have a good son. Then two queens, they quarrelled among themselves, and that was divided into two. That fruit. So, they produced a half-half. And what that will do, the both parts were sent in the cremation ground. That was under the jurisdiction of that Sri Jivan Jara. She came and found out two parts. Each of them were two parts. And after curiosity, connected those two into one. And then she found that suddenly the light is coming. Then after some time she found, yes, a real boy is produced. Then what to do? I could not eat this child. Rather, the king is childless, so I may, if I produce this child to him, then I may get free food for life. With this idea, he took it to the king. and the king also inquired. Then I'll be here. So him and Jarasandha in a real, real fight going on. Sometimes in smaller, sometimes in very, very, very high. That I told him that in this way he will be killed otherwise not. But he forgot that in the concentrated that Krishna 14 days passed fighting going on. Then Krishna showed some sign to be by tearing he was reminded. And next chance when Jarasandha fell, then put him into, divided into two. That's the next. Then all those 96 princes were released, and Jarasandha's son, his name was Sahadev. He was in a stall in the stall, and they went there. Rajya Yoga of the district. He was there, and then another Shishupal was also killed in Rajya Yoga. No apprehension, no fear. Especially by the Khatriya school. She means cutting his own flesh from the body. Maharaj Shivi. That is another incident. To test him. And another that was back in Parakai, he was looking at Vajra class. And the pigeon came and fell on the lap of Maharashi. That please give me such a. And then that bird then. It is my food, so you can't deprive me of my attachment by Vidata, by the Vidata Kiva, Paridat. Then Arjuna ji, Shivi told, I can't leave him because she prayed for shelter to me, and it is the duty of the kings, if anyone comes to take shelter, they must give it. So I can't give it. So ultimately it was decided that Shivi will give as much flesh as it is in the bird, that pigeon. By weighing pigeon, the whatever the flesh Shivi which is from his own body he will give to. So pigeon on one side, another side is cutting flesh from this chest or something. But as much as he is cutting and putting the body that is weighing much more. So at last Shivi had to stand himself on the way at that time, of course, flowers were thrown from the heaven. This test finished. So that Indra and Agni, they came to test his purity of king's beauty. There were many present also, petty horse, giving flesh from his own body, without caring for any jumping on there. But physical courage, moral courage, spiritual courage, there is classification and there is distinction. Animals also courageous to fight to the last. The Brahmins, they are not inclined to leave their body. But the Kshatriya class here, they are very courageous about it. And that was proved in the case of Karna and Parshurama. Karna, in disguise of a Brahmin, went to Parshurama to learn the practice or something, in the guise of a disguise of a Brahmin. Is sleeping, putting his head on the thigh of one, and the leader of the city was always watching for him, even in the form of a one. And from the earth, he pierced through Karna's thigh and through his eye, through his lower thigh, and still you did not care where he could tolerate so much. You are not a Brahmin. Ashvi Kshatriya. They have come here. So whatever I have taught you, I am producing the cause at the time of your danger, those who won't come to your help, whatever you thought. You have deceived me. The Brahmins generally are not supposed to address physical travel, but they could be the element of it. Different position for future war. The war of love against the dreadfulness of this human nature. Taking sick, taking so many forts. Durga, fort is the in different places. And continue war against material aggrandizement. Learn who are you? You are nothing. You are not owner of your own body. Come to think in this level. You think the prophet this belongs to you? This body belongs to you? And then go to attack other. Very root, uprooted. Not only uprooted, negative side, but the positive side is overwhelming, overjoyed. So that's a great prospect in your life. And ignoring that, Sarin Maharaj told in New York, the big buildings, engineers, where are they? And what about them? They have constructed these things, and the sky kissing, buildings. And they are standing for so many years, they will stand. But what of those who constructed them? Where are they? Definite stress about those builders. Where are they gone? And that is where you are. The buildings are standing. But the builder disappeared, finished. Thorough study, thorough self-analysis. Who are you? Where are you? What is your prospect? How to attain that? All of these fundamental questions put in yourself and from Vajjatma Vidya Vidya there I am. Vajjatma Vidya. I am present in that kind of study, what includes Atma, the inner self, such studies that I have been, but I represent in them the class of learning which includes his own inner self. Adhyatma Vidya Vidyanam. Vidyanam Adhyatma Vidya. Including the self-analysis. Suffering of misidentification, misreading of everything here. That is Maya. Maya means misreading about his own self or the environment, misreading. And on the basis of that, everything is going. In the beginning, in the prayer, foundation is misreading. Misreading the environment and his own self. On the basis of that, there is so much structure. First general was Hannibal in Africa, second Alexander, third great general Julius Caesar, and the fourth is considered Napoleon, and the fifth not yet established position. I think in future Hitler maybe may have that position. In future, he showed some special quality in the war, the blitzkrieg, lightning, lightning speed. But he did with lightning. He could not cope with his speed, the enemy special. Yantrik Yuddha. That's the other. When he attacked the Belgian and the France, the Flanders, the fight in the Flanders. America Wilson remarked, such a great fight has never been fought in the history of the world as it was in Flanders. But the portion of Belgium and France, that one, that and that was done in a slightly water. Tank or some motors carrying soldiers, they moved inside the circle and they had more. Coming, reinforced, and is this way going, all these fresh soldiers are going to fight with the that are standing on the war table.